KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Republicans reacting after President Biden pardoned his son Hunter in a surprise announcement Sunday, stretching over 10 years. ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams.
There is an argument that he could have done something much more limited, granting him clemency. That would have meant the conviction stand, but with regard to a sentence, he doesn't get any jail time. There is no sentence.
President-elect Trump calling the Hunter Biden pardon a, quote, abuse and miscarriage of justice. Israeli-American soldier Omar Maxim Nutra, believed to be in Gaza, now confirmed by the IDF to have been killed in the original October 7th attack by Hamas. It's not even officially winter yet, and yet winter storm dumping feet of snow in some areas around the Great Lakes. Wild weather, even by Buffalo, New York standards. Mayor Christopher Scanlon.
Used to the snow coming in. What we are seeing now is larger storms than we've seen in the past.
Carmaker Stellantis CEO Carlos Tavares resigning amid falling sales. This is a
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party is now vying to lead it on the national scale. Ben Wickler announced he's running for chair of the Democratic National Committee. He's been the chair of WisDems for 5 years. In that time, he's raised more than $200 million, believed to be the most of any chair of a state party. He faces a crowded competition, which includes the head of Minnesota Democrats, a former Maryland governor, and a New York state senator. Meanwhile, crime victims in Dane County would have more access to information about their offenders under a new proposal. Two county supervisors have introduced a resolution to partner with a company called Victim Notification and Information Every Day. People will be able to log on to one system to see updates on their court case, status of their offender, like whether they're in custody and where, and resources. Deputies already give victims this information directly. They get it from an automated system, and then they have to pass it along to the victims. Sheriff Calvin Barrett says through this system, victims wouldn't have to rely on law enforcement for updates. Instead, they'd have all that information at their fingertips and would get automatic alerts. The program would cost about $300,000. This year, 3,000 people across Dane County were signed up for victim notifications. And a federal civil rights complaint has been filed against the Waukesha School District, joining a growing number of districts statewide facing filings because advocates say their policies harm queer students. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
LGBTQ plus advocacy groups Fair Wisconsin and G-Safe made the filing. It's in response to policy changes in the district that mandate pronoun use consistent with students' birth sex. The lawsuit alleges violations of Title IX. The complaint filed with the Department of Education and the Office for Civil Rights claims the changes create a hostile environment for transgender and non-binary students.
This is the sixth complaint that's been filed across Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks have a winning record. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-114 win over the Wizards this weekend. So the Bucks now with a record of 10-9, thanks to a six-game winning streak. I asked Giannis Antetokounmpo, what's different about the team now after that 1-6 start to the season?
We know how to win games. Guys kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game, want to go watch film, be better.
College hoops, the Badgers open up their Big Ten schedule tomorrow night against Michigan at the Kohl's Center. Wisconsin undefeated at 8-0. NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Lions in Detroit this Thursday night. The Badgers football team not invited to a bowl game after their first losing season in 22 years. Where is this program at?
It's really tough to kind of say where we are. Obviously, we're not in a good place. We're 5-7, and, you know, really, we're just not even playing well. We got a job to do. We got a job to prepare guys to get ready to play a game, and then their job is to play the game. Unfortunately, we haven't done that for quite a while.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor.
volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. On this Monday, December 2nd, 2024, it is a great day to be Wisconsinite. It is a great day to be a birthday boy. Happy birthday, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Thank you very much. I'm going to call upon the masses, the stars, and start singing and see what happens. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you. Turn the mics here, Zommers. Turn the mics. Look at that. Come on.
Well, thank you.
Yes. Here we have the Civic Media staff and crew have joined me here live in the studio to wish you a very happy birthday.
I was wondering what you were doing with the microphones in there.
Well, I was just changing around. You can't get anything by this guy. You understand? All right, so here we have, look at Anacon making birthday faces. This is great. All right, so here we have a birthday presentation. I will hand it over to our, very good. Go ahead. The present's being brought to you, Zombies. This is the office present being brought to you, since, not everybody can see the stream. It's a beautiful brown bag with a little white tissue in it.
Or it's blue. It's blue.
Oh, I'm sorry,
blue. Let's see what we got here. Oh, boy. All right. Okay.
All right. He's opening it up now. Look at this.
Chef Frog here. I'll hold it up for the camera if you can kind of see it. That's beautiful. Thank you very much.
And explain to people now why you got a frog.
So I have a ton of frog decorations. Mm-hmm. I started collecting, I don't know how many years ago, because my youngest sister, Elena, one day just got me a little frog pin or something, and then it just kind of expanded from there and finding weirder and weirder frogs. Like, I have one in a bikini.
Really?
At home. I've got
a frog in a bikini.
It's really, that's probably the weirdest
I
one.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
There's also meditating frogs. There's like frog princes. That one might be a little more expected.
Do you have a chef frog?
I do now.
Now you do now. Oh. See? All right. There's something I think. What else you got in there? Well, go ahead.
Oh. It's also a card with a gift certificate to I'm Bored, a board game store in Middleton.
There we go. Look at that. Well done, everybody. Well done.
And a card, should I look at the card now or should I look at the
you
card
You can open
later?
It up. We don't have to read every name, but I mean, yeah. I'm not sure. It's not like
it's
the Academy Awards.
Yeah. Have a happy birthday.
Look at that. Well done. We appreciate
you know, you do so much for us as our senior producer. You're not just doing this show, but you're people listen to the Cripes cast. You're doing all the editing for that, for Lost in the Middle. You do a lot of the promos here at the station. And every time somebody at the Racine and Waukesha studio have a guest here, you're usually setting them up. So there's a lot more that people don't see that you do for this company. And I just wanted to say publicly thank you. We have you know, Sage, our CEO, is here. He's told me that he's giving you a $20,000 pay increase. That's great. Wait a minute. I'm being fired. This will be the last Town Hall Boss show. No. Corey Hartman, our vice president.
You know, usually it's a 50-cent off coupon to Dairy Queen, but we thought we'd up it a little this time.
Nice. I like that. Well, thank you, Aaron. On behalf of all of us here at Civic, hope you have a very happy birthday, and thanks for all you do for us.
Well, thank you, and thanks to all of you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. We appreciate you. Look at that. See, a little surprise, a little birthday surprise. That's good stuff, right?
Yeah.
You gotta take time for each other.
I didn't expect that. You know, I didn't know what you were doing with the microphone, but I didn't expect that.
No, it's we just wanted to take time to say thank you. And thank you for all the staff and crew for coming in here and helping out. We appreciate all of it.
The frog, for those of you who couldn't see it, it's a little stuffed frog. It has an apron, a chef hat, a knife, and a little mustache. I like the little mustache on the frog.
Yeah, it's a mustachioed frog, so... Anyway, but in all seriousness, thank you, Aaron. We really do appreciate you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. If you want to join in the Zomers festivities. Bob, listening down in beautiful Waukesha, home of WAUK. Bob, thanks for listening. What say you?
About Luke Pickle.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
The problem with the Badgers is, one, their offensive line wasn't as good as it's been in years past.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they haven't had a good quarterback since Russell Wilson. That Locke, he was a terrible quarterback. And you can't blame Longo. He gave Locke the plays. But Locke couldn't execute. He could hand the ball off, but any dummy, you and I could do that.
He was
a regular.
Right.
I mean, he could make a long pass down the field one time, and then the next six passes, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
No, look, I get it.
All Fickle ever did.
Go ahead.
All Fickle ever did was stand on the sidelines, chew gum when he fired Longo. He should have taken over the play calling. He's the head coach.
Yeah,
but he passed it off.
Right. Well, I
think he's a terrible coach.
Well, I appreciate your call, Bob. And again, this goes back to, we started this in hour one a little bit, talking about, I went to the Wisconsin-Minnesota game this weekend, Wisconsin Badger football game at Camp Randall. Badgers lost the axe to Minnesota. Finished the season first time in 22 years with a losing record, only 5 wins on the year. And Wisconsin football, not in a good place. And yes, Bob, you're right. I mean, Luke Fickle, head coach, did fire Phil Longo, the offensive coordinator, a couple weeks ago. But I'm not sure that, I just don't believe that you can put the blame on any one player. Yes, I mean, was Braden Locke, remember Tyler Van Dyke was supposed to be the number one QB this year, and he went down in what, second game of the season with an ACL? And so they had to move Braden Locke up. He was the next man up. And to your point, Phil Longo, I think it's the offensive coordinator's job to look at the talent pool that he has available on the roster and then adjust his offensive calls to what he has available. And I think for a lot of Badger fans, the frustration wasn't as much that Locke wasn't able to pull off the so-called air raid pass-heavy offense as it was that Phil Longo seemed to be reticent up until the Oregon game, was reticent to mix in any sort of an identifiable run game, which has always been the bread and butter for the most part of the Wisconsin Badgers ever since Barry Alvarez came here in the early 90s. And the fact that Phil Longo abandoned that by and large and then kept at it even when it wasn't working, I think that's what really frustrated a lot of Badger fans, and maybe even more so. And this is what really galled a lot of people over the weekend. PJ Fleck, who I've gone off on PJ Fleck enough on this show, I won't beat up on him right now. He's a very self-absorbed individual, in my opinion. But he spoke some truth in Madison on Saturday. But to paraphrase him, he said the toughest team won. And he was right, unfortunately. And I think that's what bothers a lot of Badger fans more than the win and loss column. It's the fact that a program like Wisconsin, who has prided itself for 25 plus years of being usually the toughest team, physically, mentally, work ethic on the team, on the field, has not been this year. And I'm not talking about Alabama and Oregon and Penn State. I'm talking about Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota. The heart of the former Big Ten West, which we had dominated for years. We're losing to them on toughness, on agility. That's the identity that I think a lot of Badger fans are upset with that has been lost. And from the outside, it appears there hasn't been a whole lot of urgency to change that on behalf of Fickell. So time will tell. Again, Fickell has a big contract. I read over the weekend, I think it's $33 million is what it would cost UW to buy him out if they fired him now. So most likely isn't going to happen. Reports are he's looking at the UNLV offensive coordinator to be the next offensive coordinator for Wisconsin. I think it's Marion Brennan, I believe is the guy's name. Then he has something called, we're going to go from the air raid offense to the so-called go-go offense. That's what Marion Brennan's offense is called. And apparently it combines a running and passing offense called the go-go offense.
Well, I hope the team wakes up before they go-go.
Nicely done. Allie listening in Madison on WMDX says the Badgers need Jim Leonard at a bigger front line. Well, yeah, there's a lot. You know, Jim Leonard, of course, was the defensive coordinator here, won accolades, one of the best defenses in America. When Paul Chris was head coach, a lot of people thought he would take over as head coach. UW athletic director Chris McIntosh passed him over to go get Fickell. Now, there were understandably a lot of hurt feelings. Is UW willing to pay enough to even have interest from Jim Leonard to be the next defensive coordinator? A lot of people aren't happy with the defense either, with Tressel. But A, would Jim Leonard want to, and could UW pay him enough? As I said, people like me have fantasized about, well, wouldn't it be great to bring Jim Leonard back as the head coach? In reality, because of the dollar signs, because of the money involved, probably not going to happen. Fickell will probably get at least a half a year more, if not a full third year. And then you have to ask yourself, how far will the program be gone at that point if they can't turn it around? And how much of that is the responsibility of Chris McIntosh, the athletic director? John Roach on this program said it best. And I agree with him. In today's name, like, image, and likeness world, Wisconsin simply doesn't have enough millionaires or billionaires that care enough about college football like Phil Knight does at Oregon to compete in the NIL world.
It's the same problem that the Brewers have had for a long time.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm fine winning 9-10 games consistently, going to a nice bowl game on New Year's Day, and occasionally competing for a Cinderella year of a national championship. But that's just me. Gonna come back, take more of your phone calls, switch gears to Joe Biden. After this is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media. Right it up.
a voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says, the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, December 2nd. Nicely done, little Wham. Little Wham, right?
Yeah, little Wham with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go in honor of the go-go offense. And also, it's just fun to hear some George Michael.
Absolutely. Sings our theme song, but always fantastic. All right, well, this was fantastic, by the way, Dave, the caller. Because this feeds in exactly to our what's worse today. So let's get right to it, Zombers. Here we go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Welcome in to another edition of What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No gifts of any sort. Simply your ability to have your voices heard across statewide radio and on the internet around the world. What's worse feeds right into what Bob was talking about. Badger football. Today is what's worse. The Badger football team under Coach Luke Fickle or the Badger football team under Don Morton. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. This is trickier, in my opinion, than you might think. What's worse? What is worse? The Badger football team under Coach Luke Fickle, the current coach, or the Badger football team under Don Morton? Now, if you're not of a certain age, you're not going to get this. Don Morton came in. He was the coach in between longtime coach Dave McClain, which a lot of people loved. He achieved a little bit of success. I believe went to the Liberty Bowl at one point. But it wasn't, you know, a huge national power. And Dave McClain, who by all accounts was a beloved individual, died suddenly of a heart attack. And so they went out and they hired a guy by the name of Don Morton, who brought in the Veer offense. And it did not go well. I remember watching the last game on television of the Don Morton era. They played Miami, who I believe was ranked number one or two in the country. It was very highly ranked, which was a big deal for the back in the day, late 80s, early 90s, for Badger football to be on national television because, you know, there wasn't a bunch of all these different channels back then. And I remember specifically it was on ABC. And they showed Camp Randall Stadium about halftime, and it was literally half full. And they fired Dave McClain, and new chancellor Donna Shalala had hired first Pat Richter from Oscar Mayer, the CEO there, to be an alum of the Badger football team as athletic director. And then Shalala and Richter went after Notre Dame defensive coordinator Barry Alvarez. And the rest is history. So I ask you, what's worse? The current Badger football coach Luke Fickell, the Badger football team under Luke Fickell, or the Badger football team under Don Morton? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Eric in Madison, listening on WMDX, says, as a University of Michigan fan, I can only hope that Fickell is lured away to Ohio State.
That's the Ohio State to you?
The Ohio State University.
No, that's obnoxious.
Tony, watching on YouTube, says, I really have to believe Luke Fickell is going to turn it around with his incoming class of recruits. Now, Tony, I'm glad you bring this up because this is a regular refrain from the pro-Fickell crowd. I just don't think it holds as much water as some people because of the current situation we have with NIL and the transfer portal. I mean, it used to be, hey, you know, such and such a coach or program, look at this recruiting class they have. And once they signed their official letter, those kids were locked in. Because it used to be, if you signed the letter of recruitment, that after that, if you withdrew and said you were transferring to another university, you had to sit out an entire year before you could play again at that new university. And now with the transfer portal and NIL, recruitment really doesn't mean anywhere near what it used to. You can have the best recruiting class in the world, and it could literally be gone overnight. Big booster from a different university comes in, offers a new car and something else, gone. There's very little actual commitment to programs anymore by a lot of these major college athletes. Tony says, I think they have immediate impact and draw in more recruits from NIL transfers because of the success. I'm sure a little bit. There's something to be said for the mojo. Oh, well, so-and-so from this university, from this high school, you know, or academy. Now a lot of these big guys don't even go to high schools anymore. They go to academies that specialize in college or high school level football to prepare you for D1 programs in college. I get that. And I guess if you could say, hey, look, you know what? In this one or two games, when we really executed our offense and our program the way that we see it going forward in the future, when we executed that well, we won. But I don't know that there's any time that you, in this entire 2-year span, where you could really point to that and say that's the case. Yes, number one undefeated Oregon came to Wisconsin, and Wisconsin led for a time and could have and maybe should have knocked them off. But that was the one game where they actually ran the ball more. There was very little air raid offense in that game. So I think that's the most disturbing part to me is I don't see, and again, I'm not coaching D1, I'm not coaching football on any level. But as a person who has called a lot of high school and D3 college games, watched a lot of football, and listened to people who have played at Wisconsin, the lack of identity, the lack of toughness, the lack of being able to prove that their system is going to work. And now they're blowing it up. Now they're getting rid of the air raid offense, and they got the go-go's coming in. Your phone calls and more. And what's worse, the Badger football team under Fickle or the Badger football team under Don Morton? 855-752-4842. Back after this.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The results are official. The November 5th election in Wisconsin has been certified. That means all county clerks have finished their canvassing, checking all the results to make sure they're accurate, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission has put their rubber stamp on those numbers. They show Donald Trump won the state by more than 29,000 votes. That's 0.9%. They also tell the story of Tammy Baldwin's narrow win. She eked out a victory with almost 29,000 votes. And David Prosser, a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, has died. That's according to state GOP leader Brian Schimming. Prosser was a speaker of the assembly for the GOP. In 1998, then-Governor Tommy Thompson appointed him to a vacant seat on the state's highest court. In 2011, during debate over Wisconsin's Act 10 law, Prosser allegedly put Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in a chokehold. A special prosecutor investigated, and there wasn't enough evidence to file charges, while the state's Judicial Ethics Commission couldn't act because three conservative members recused themselves. Prosser was 81 years old. And gas prices are dropping. They're now well below $3 in most of the state. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all.
Here in Dane County, the average today is $2.83. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 29, the wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 29 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, breezy with light snow and a high in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Only two types of people in the world. That observe. Well, baby, I put on a show kind of girl. Don't let the back seat, gotta be first.
Welcome back to the Tell 'Em All Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, December 2nd, 2024. Britney Spears, Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Zomers. In addition to Brittany Merlot and Chad Holmes.
It's
and a cast of others all celebrating birthdays today.
With Brittany and I, it's particularly funny.
With Brittany and I.
Because Brittany Merlot and Britney Spears,
oh,
Aaron
yes.
Rodgers and Aaron Zomers.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
So we have birthday, like celebrity birthday matches with the same name, although
whoa.
Brittany is spelled a little different.
Whoa, that's big stuff. Before we go on, this is a Civic Media Entertainment breaking news update. Mr. Aaron Zomers, the birthday boy, has seen Hot Frosty, which is taking the internet by storm. This is the holiday movie of the year. It's streaming, right? Is it Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Hot Frosty.
Is it taking the internet by storm? Then you knew that and I didn't.
Yes.
I hadn't heard of
it's
it.
It's everywhere. And you, Aaron Zomers, have seen the movie over the weekend. Give us a hot take on Hot Frosty.
So, yeah, my youngest sister had some friends over and was like, hey, we're going to watch Hot Frosty. You should join us. And I was like, what's that? And then watched it with them. It's not good, but it is fun.
He throws this out here in the middle of the break, understand? He goes, yeah, I saw Hot Frosty. It's terrible. I'm like,
wait.
I didn't
say it's terrible.
What?
I said it's bad.
You said it's bad. You know, I'm like, what? Wait, stop. You didn't like Hot Frosty. And then what did you say? But it is entertaining?
Yes, it was fun to watch. You know, I love bad movies.
Right.
And this is very much, you know, a Hallmark movie or a Lifetime right. movie. So
but
if you watch
Netflix.
Those, you know what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And, you know, it's a town that specializes in making really good snow sculptures. They make one of a hot guy looking like, you know, the Michelangelo's David. And then it gets a magic scarf put on it by the protagonist. And he starts streaking when he's alive.
Because the snowman, literally snowman, comes to life. And of course, snowmen don't wear pants. And so when he comes to life, apparently, he's butt-ass naked.
Yeah. Then he breaks into a store and steals some clothes because he doesn't know that's wrong because he was literally born yesterday.
So it's kind of an adult take on Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. It's not inappropriate.
Frosty.
Children could watch it.
They could.
Yeah. You won't see
so
anything.
People are talking about this movie, Hot Frost. And I saw an interview, and the guy who plays Frosty he's a hot dude. So,
well, that's the idea. LA Tom texts in, Todd, maybe you can watch Hot Frosty while you Netflix and chill.
Well, that's always a possibility. So you were watching, just to clarify though, you were watching Hot Frosty. You were not Netflixing and chilling.
Correct. That'd be really weird because I was watching it with my sister.
All right. Well, I just thought people would want that quick holiday entertainment update, you know, and if Pete Schwab wants to use this portion on his show or use you, you could go on Schwab's show Nightlight tonight at 6 o'clock and you could do a quick review.
Yeah. And I can give specific reasons. I will say the things that are bad are like the visual effects and things like the snow people look like styrofoam.
Oh, that's
like,
not good.
It's just there's stuff that's
it's
not
cheap.
Good about it.
It's cheap.
But it's a fun movie.
But it's a
I
fun
do recommend
holiday
it.
Romp.
Yes.
All right. There's your hot take on Hot Frosty as a public service to you here at the Todd Allball Show. All right, let's finish this up. We're asking what's worse, the Badger football team under Luke Fickell or the Badger football team under Don Morton? Jim, listening in Appleton on WGBW, says, in my opinion, Fickell is worse. Morton took a team that was hovering in the middle of the pack and mostly kept them there. Fickell took a top 20 team and drove it into the ground. I would basically agree with Jim. I think that If you just look at the quality of football being played on the field, I think you still have to say that the Morton era football team on the field was worse. But if you look at overall what's worse, the football team under Fickell, the football team under Morton, I would say I would agree with Jim that this is worse because to Jim's point, there was a history, 25-year history of winning pretty consistently and an identity. So pure football on the field, Morton was worse. But overall, I think the feeling as a fan is worse on this. And if you're one of those people that are paying out primo dollars for the South End Zone, it's really worse now. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Robert, listening in Richland Center on WRCE, says, happy birthday, Aaron. So there you go.
Thank you, Robert. And there are a few others who we haven't called out on air, but yeah. I see all them, and I appreciate everybody texting in with birthday wishes.
People, they're very appreciative of you, as we are as well, Zomers. So,
and I'm appreciative of them listening.
Absolutely. All right, I want to get to this. Don't want to avoid it because I think it is a couple of people a little incredulous asking why I would even bring this up. It's number one, it's news. And number two, I think it's important that we talk about it. I listened to our friend Matt Rothschild was filling in for Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. She and Greg went to a spa, I understand, today. So we're looking forward to talking about that tomorrow on the show. But I'm going to be on Matt Nair on Air tomorrow at 10:30. I'll ask him about Jane and Greg's spa date today. Anyway, Rothschild was filling in. And I pretty much agree with Matt Rothschild on this. So if you haven't heard, over the weekend, last night, as a matter of fact, President Joe Biden released a statement saying that he was pardoning his son, Hunter. And I'm not going to read the entire statement. You can find it online. It's not all that long. But, I mean, it's in my opinion, I don't want to say it's legalese because it's not really legalese. Basically, what he's saying is, look, you know, I'll read this directly. Quote, from the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word even as I have reached or watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial on a felony charge solely for how they filled out a gun form. Those people who are late paying taxes because of a serious addiction, but paid them back subsequently with interest and penalties, are typically given non-criminal resolutions. It's clear that Hunter was treated differently. So a case, again, very quickly, large, you know, 30,000 foot level here. Hunter Biden admitted, it's well known, that he went through a serious time in his life where he went through addiction. By all accounts, he's been sober now 6-7 years, I think. So it was during this time when he was addicted to drugs that he filled out a form allegedly to buy a gun or after that and forgot to put or didn't put on there that he had a conviction. And then he was late paying federal taxes on a large scale, but ended up paying them back with interest and with penalties. And so and this came before the courts. There was a plea deal arranged. The judge didn't like it because they thought it was letting Hunter Biden off light. So they went to trial. Hunter Biden was found guilty on this stuff. And so now there's a sentencing coming up. And so Biden had said during the election that he would not do this. He would not pardon his son, that he was going to stay out of the justice system. And now on reflection, he has said, look, here, I'll read directly again. This was Joe Biden's letter. Quote, the charges in this case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Then a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the Department of Justice unraveled in the courtroom with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been fair, reasonable resolution to Hunter's cases. No reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's case can reach any other conclusion that Hunter was singled out only because he was my son, and that is wrong. So that's essentially his reason for changing his mind. saying that, and look, legal experts from both sides or people who are nonpartisan have said, if you or I would have done the things that Hunter Biden did and had paid the prices literally and figuratively that he had, that the sentencing or the resolution would not have been the same for you or I. That's fairly agreed upon. But the fact that he was Biden's son singled him out. So, and remember, Joe Biden's a guy who lost his wife and daughter in a car accident, lost his oldest son, Beau, to cancer after serving overseas in the military, being a victim of these burn pits where he got cancer and died. Joe Biden's been through a tremendous amount of loss. And if you pause and reflect for a moment and take the politics and everything else out of it, if you just look at it from a human component, a dad and his kid, and saying, you know what, he has paid the price on this stuff quite a bit, and now he's being singled out because he's my son, and I have the ability to take this from him, this burden. I think if any of us would put ourselves in the shoes of Joe Biden, you can find compassion and say, look, I get it. I mean, at 81 years old, I mean, none of us know if we're going to live tomorrow. But at 81, Joe Biden's a lot closer to the end of his life than the beginning. And he probably figures, however much time I have, I don't want to be thinking about my son sitting in prison when I could have, you know, stopped that. So I get the reason why he did it. But you also, I think, have to look at this from a perceived political situation. And it's also kind of the ostrich burying its head in the sand to say, well, this shouldn't matter. It does. The sitting president of the United States said that he wouldn't do this. The sitting president of the United States said that he wasn't going to interfere with the Justice Department. And he has made the decision to pardon his son. That's, look, he has the right to do that. I get that as a dad. I mean, I'm not a dad, but I'm just saying at that relationship, parent and child. But to somehow think that this isn't going to have political ramifications is just naive. Because now it gives the right, who doesn't exactly deal in truth, the ability to construe this. And here's the magic, whether we want to admit it or not, the magic of the right is that they base a lot of things. They base them in nuggets of truth. So they could take this politically and use it as justification for why Trump has already pardoned people that certainly don't deserve it. And now he's going to, he said he's going to pardon all the January 6th insurrectionists. And Trump can say, hey, I didn't pardon, you know, anybody in my family. He pardoned his son-in-law's dad. It's politically very messy. And just like the election, and we're going to talk about this before the show ends, Ben Wickler running for DNC chair, because he's hit on something. It's not so much I've come to believe this, that Democrats didn't do poorly. Again, there are exceptions like Tammy Baldwin in state legislature, but from Harris down to other races, it wasn't that the economy was in the toilet. It wasn't that gas prices were through the roof. It wasn't that grocery prices were through the roof. It was the perception of all those things. And some of it, there are nuggets of truth, but it's the perception. And the lesson that I learned early in politics is that perception is reality. That in politics, the truth often does not matter when it comes to campaigns. It's how people perceive things. And how the public perceives what Joe Biden has done and how the right amplifies it and the fact that conservative media has a huge lead and jump on progressive media, this is only going to grow. So I don't disagree with what Joe Biden did as a dad. But I don't think he did his party or other Democrats any favors. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We're going to take your phone calls to the other side. Gene and Troy, stay on the line. As Matt Flynn likes to see, we say, we see you on the lines. Do not hang up. More of your phone calls after this. It's the Tahoe Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select its new chair. The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
And good afternoon, everybody. This is Todd Alball in the Civic Media Newsroom. Now, 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock on Monday, December 2nd, we have breaking news to bring to you. According to Channel 3000, the local CBS affiliate here in Madison, a Dane County judge this afternoon has ruled to strike multiple parts of Wisconsin's controversial 2011 Act 10 legislation, restoring collective bargaining rights for some, keyword some, political sector employees. Judge Jacob Frost wrote in an initial decision this July that parts of the law were unconstitutional, specifically the portions prohibiting unions representing general employees, but not public safety employees, from collectively bargaining for any benefits outside of raises that would be capped to inflation. Frost wrote in his July ruling that there was, quote, no rational basis, unquote, for how the legislators differentiated between general employees and public safety employees in the law. For example, he argued that attorneys for the legislature could not make a substantial case for why state troopers would be considered public safety employees, but Capitol and University of Wisconsin police should not. In his ruling today, Frost wrote that because those parts of the law are unconstitutional, that they must be stricken. Additionally, he wrote that he could not strike the definition of quote-unquote public safety employee while leaving the rest of the law in place. Reading now from the judge's decision, quote, neither this court, the Court of Appeals, nor the Supreme Court can decide how we believe the legislature should act. One second here, catching up, or whether it should, should have, but did not define the word public safety or the phrase public safety employee group, Frost wrote. We cannot decide who should be included or excluded absent guidance from the legislature as to its lawful policy choices. Additionally, Frost ruled to strike down portions of Act 55 that pertain to the difference between general employees and public safety employee groups laid out in Act 10. Under then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 was meant to stabilize Wisconsin's budget in the 2010s. It led to massive protests in the state capitol and, some would argue, to a creation of a two-class public and private education system in K through 12. Again, breaking news at this hour, a Dane County judge has ruled that to strike down multiple parts of Wisconsin's controversial Act 10 legislation from 2011, restoring collective bargaining rights for some, keyword some, public employees. Civic Media News will continue to follow this and update you as the situation warrants. Again, for now, I'm Todd Alba in Civic Media Newsroom. Stay tuned for more on this from Civic Media News. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media News. I got to change gears. The Civic Media Radio Network, 5 before the hour of 2 o'clock. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next across all of these stations. Want to go quickly to the phone lines, get these calls in. 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling back. What say you?
Hi, I just had a quick call with my 2 cents worth on the pardon. Personally, as an independent my entire life, I think it shows strength, compassion, forgiveness. And he listened to a lot of us that caused the president's line where you can call and leave a message for the president. Mm-hmm. And I strongly believe that he should be pardoned. Nobody on this earth has been put through what this guy has been put through by the Congress of the United States of America, showing nude pictures on the floor, going after him almost daily. And this guy has been through more than anybody I've ever seen, and he's a recovering addict, and God darn it, he deserves that pardon. I don't care if he's the president's son or enemy or anything. Mm. That guy was put through HLL for political purposes, and we can't keep that up in our country. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree, but Gene, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but don't you also think that this, politically, that there are going to be ramifications for this?
Absolutely not. Gal darn, it's about time right. People start standing up to the BS that's being utilized.
I disagree with you, Gene. I think there are going to be political ramifications. 855-752-4842. Troy, you're Mount Horeb. Troy, thanks for calling in. We'll see
you. You know, I agree with Gene 100%, and I wish you to pardon Hunter the day after the election. If people can't tell the difference between Hunter, Biden, and Steve Bannon or the rest of these people, then I can't help them anyways. So politically, there might be a small blip, but I think that'll be forgotten in the end.
Yeah, and it might be. I mean, especially in today's news cycle. If I would have been on Biden's team, I would have said, do this on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. You know, I announced it at 5 o'clock.
That would have been good too, yeah.
5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. You know, look, it's the season of forgiving. You know, you do it then, and it's not. I just don't get why you do it now. But again, you know, Joe Biden hasn't been exactly great with his timing this year of making announcements. But appreciate you, Troy. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Had to get the breaking news in there. Get a Dane County judge striking down multiple parts of Act 10. It's going to be very important to figure out what parts were stricken. And then eventually, most likely, this is going to go to the state Supreme Court. So lots going on there and how this impacts the spring Supreme Court race. All this yet to be determined. Talk more about Ben Wickler tomorrow. Sorry, we ran out of time on that. But I think he's a good one. He's done a great job in Wisconsin. And it would be great to see him be the national Democratic chair. Great show today. Appreciate you all for calling in. Thank you to Zomers. Happy birthday, my friend, once again. Thank you to the Civic Media crew for stopping by. Luke Mathers in tomorrow on the program. Look forward to welcoming him for Tuesday Tangents with Luke. Tell all about say whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for. Do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. Talk to you tomorrow.
banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Sugar River Pizza Company.
And we'll find out about Giving Tuesday from the Dane County Humane Society.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.